Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Hope you're well rested. I didn't get as much sleep as I wish I had.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Oh.
How are you doing, Sally?
Alarm comes early. How am I doing? Well, actually, I am not doing so well.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
No. I pulled a muscle in my neck, and it's kind of excruciating this morning.
That's not good.
The whole truth.
How'd you do that?
Vacuuming.
What? Are you joking?
I should stop vacuuming immediately. It's dangerous.
Oh, no.
Roger, can you vacuum for me?
Hey. Oh, my goodness.
That's one way to get rid of it. You're injured by it.
One of the things that makes me feel the oldest is when I hurt myself in some weird way that I know wouldn't have happened when I was younger. I threw my back out one time coughing too hard. That's the most embarrassing thing to admit ever. What happened to your back? I coughed.
Okay, so it's now turned into the subject of I'm getting old injury.
I wasn't admitting to that, but okay.
Okay. Well, okay, it's if you injure yourself while doing a manual chore, like vacuuming, I think that could be I'm getting older injury, don't you think? Do young people?
Okay.
I mean,
how about this?
What?
I ended up with knee surgery and in a cast from my ankle to my hip. Because I was cleaning the toilet and hyper reflexed my knee, and I was about 30.
You know what I'm hearing, Sally?
Yeah.
You need a mate. You just need to not do housework. It's too dangerous.
It's too dangerous.
Immediately. Obviously.
Right. All right. So maybe it's not so much getting older, it's just injuring yourself in a way you really shouldn't, right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be hurting yourself.
Right, like doing household chores.
Yeah.
Coughing.
It's a contact sport, apparently. We're talking about injuries that we get as we get older. What do you got for us?
I was taking a pickleball class through our church, and our first real game we had, I fell backwards, landed on my pinky, and broke my pinky, and I have a cast all the way from my pinky almost down to my elbow.
Oh no!
Yeah, and it seems so silly because everyone around is like, oh my gosh, what happened? Yeah, I mean, it looks like I got in a fight or broke my arm, and it's like, I just broke my pinky.
I know. Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
That's your pickleball pinky.
Yeah, exactly. After 49 years of not having a broken bone, I land on my pinky.
Congratulations.
Man.
Right?
You're a pickle pinky.
Yeah, when exactly I ended up in a cast from my ankle to my hip, I wanted so badly to say, well, it was that touch football game I was in and we were winning.
Right.
And to say... Yeah. It happened because I was cleaning the toilet. It was just so not fun.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of a better story than, I landed on my pinky playing pickleball,
Right.
And some people even ask me, they're like, did you make the shot? And I was like, no.
I thought it was kind of injuries as we're getting older. Now it's turning into cleaning injuries. Yeah. Family Life Radio, hello.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I was calling in about injuries at home. I just wanted to share, I dislocated a rib. Just cleaning my house, I was cleaning my tub.
Oh, no.
So, my sister said, well, she had just proved to me that it's dangerous to your health to clean your house.
That's what I'm going with. That's what I'm taking away from this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a very dangerous occupation.
Right?
Too bad you can't get workman's comp at home.
Exactly.
I know. Such a bummer. All the more argument toward getting a housekeeper.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy you guys in the morning. You are such a blessing to my day.
Aww.
That's
well,
so kind
you.
Of you. What do you enjoy about the show?
I enjoy the real life examples that you have of your walk with the Lord. That's the most encouraging.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Janine, for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to praise God and thank you for being on the radio and for the radio station.
Oh.
I can't tell you how many times it has saved me.
Saved you? What do you mean by that?
Well, I suffer from depression, and there are days that I have a real, real hard time, and the radio station just lifts my spirit, and God speaks to me through the radio. And I just want to thank you, and I really want to thank everybody that has donated to put the radio station on the air. I can't myself donate yet, but I plan to once I'm financially able.
Wow, that is so kind of you. That really means a lot.
Well, thank you.
Wow, Family Life Radio has saved her multiple times. And just want you to know this, that if you're a giver to the radio station, you're a part of that. And we got something pretty cool going on right now.
Yeah, our spring fundraiser is just around the corner. And to get off to a strong start, you are needed to be one of 300 people to give just $1 a day. That's $30 a month if you want to do it all at once. You can do a gift of $360.
And if you can give a gift of $1,000 or more, just think, you're helping someone who is unable to give right now. And hey, this is fun. You also become an instant finalist for a weekend for two in Nashville to attend the premiere of the new For King and Country movie, Unsung Hero. How cool is that?
Isn't that cool? And
yes.
Every day that someone calls in to donate and be a part of this, you're in the running to win tickets. And we're pulling tickets every day just to go to the local theater, too.
That's fun.
I love that.
That's
very cool. So why not get involved right now? 888-888-9976. You can do this online at myflr.org. That's myflr.org. And just think, your giving is helping save lives. Again, that's myflr.org. And thank you. Feelings. Can you trust them? You know, you don't feel this or you don't feel that, or you feel sad, you feel happy. And some of those, have you noticed how much feelings are connected to events?
Yeah.
In other words, what's going on right now is what's making me feel something right now.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
I would say trusting my feelings gets me into trouble all the time. There's something I saw that it's a joke, but it's totally how I operate, which means I need to change some things. But it said, I'm so sorry that I freaked out, but I had no idea everything was going to be okay in the end. And I'm like, that is 100% me.
That is so good. You're right on that one. Well, we had the opportunity to hang out with Max Lucado. He's written a new children's book. It's called Just In Case You Ever Feel Alone. So again, we're talking about feelings. And this one is loneliness. But asked Max about feelings. This is what he had to say.
Feelings can be tricky, right? Feelings are the consequence of weather, consequence of hormones, consequence of the moods of people around us. And so feelings are fickle. They deserve no authority in our life. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean that that is true. I often remind the church where I preach, in fact, just last Sunday, I had a sermon called, just because you have a thought, you don't have to think it. We have all these thoughts that come our way, but if we take every thought captive, like we're trying to teach our kids to, we're saying, I think I will not think that thought. It does not have access to me anymore, because that thought can become a seed which can create toxic behavior. So it's all about managing our lives by managing our thoughts. I've wondered if that's why the Apostle Paul talks about putting on the helmet of salvation. He wants us to protect our head, protect our mind, let our minds be protected by the promise of salvation that we have through Christ.
I love that. Feelings have no authority here.
Mm-hmm.
That is good. Our fundraiser is about to start soon. John, you already gave. How come?
Just helped eradicate some anxiety and depression I was going through. Brings me closer to God every day. I cannot even express. I wake up in fear of most mornings, PTSD from the life I led and the bridges I burned. And this kind of music just establishes my contact with God so strongly, it turns fear into joy every day.
Wow. Man, that's a powerful statement.
Well, you're a powerful station. God works. You guys ever wake up in the morning going, oh gosh, I got to go to work? Just remember what kind of lift you give to probably, I don't know how many people.
Oh, man. Thanks, John. wow, turns Family Life Radio turns fear into joy for John every day. So I want you to know, if you give to keep this ministry on the air, you're doing that in John's life. And how many more people waking up in fear? And you can be a part of that. You know, we're listener supported. We only stay on the radio because of people just like you.
Yeah, with our spring fundraiser just around the corner, we need to get off to a strong start, which means you're needed to be one of 300 people to give a dollar a day. That is $30 a month if you want to do it all at once, $360. Maybe you could do that leadership gift of $1,000 or more. You're really helping somebody who's unable to give right now but desperately needs the message they find every single day through Family Life Radio.
And just to add a little more joy, you also become an instant finalist for a weekend for two in Nashville. You're going to attend the premiere of the new For King and Country movie, Unsung Hero. Plus, every day this week, you could win tickets to see it in a theater near you. So exciting.
Isn't that cool? In fact, later on today, we'll pull some names. Someone's going to win tickets. So
that's fun.
You can only win tickets if you call in and say, I'm praying for us or saying, hey, I want to give to keep your ministry on the air. Here's how you do that. Go to myflr.org. Keep Family Life Radio on the air with your giving. Again, that's myflr.org. And thank you for calling, and thank you for giving. Family Life Radio, it's Kankel Fritz and friends, and it's time for that good news of the day.
It's good news, ain't it good for your soul? Some good news, oh.
Hey, we want to hear your good news. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Alvin is coming to us from his 18-wheeler in Florida. What's going on?
My wife and I were both absolutely concrete encased prisoners of addiction. Mm. I mean, it was bad. It was beyond what you even want described to you. We were on the fringe of divorce. Things were just horrible. So we found Family Life Radio. That's what I said. You know what? Maybe that'll just give us a better environment. I don't know. And we let it play 24 hours a day, nonstop, never turned it off. And things started to change. Desires started to change. We started learning the songs. Next thing you know, we were singing the songs and listening to this Kankel Fritz and Friends morning show. Everything started to turn for us. It's different now.
Mm.
There's no Family Life Radio where we live, but y'all got that app. So we were able to take Family Life Radio with us, and I have it in my truck. And every morning, see, I look back now and I see, I used to be mean. Before I had coffee, don't talk to me. I'm probably going to bite you. And now Kankel Fritz and Friends throws the Holy Spirit at me before the coffee is even done brewing. And it's like, all right, day, let's do it. Life is entirely different. I got my marriage back. I got my wife back. Wow. We became members in an awesome, awesome church. I mean, everything in life transformed, was fully restored to what God meant for it to be in the first place.
Wow.
You know, we didn't go to any addiction programs. We detox with the Holy Spirit, and that works.
That's awesome.
And I just want y'all to know that what you guys spit out of those speakers every morning changes lives.
Wow.
We might both be dead right now, but we're not dead. We're saved, we're baptized, and our entire life is different.
Praise God. What a difference.
Absolutely. Man, don't ever stop doing exactly what you do. I don't care if you're 82. Bring your butt in that studio. We got to do this, man.
You know, we haven't done this in a while. And that is what are you doing right now?
Oh.
So, what are you doing? Doesn't matter what it is. Just let us in your life and what's happening. 888-888-9976. And so Jason is with us. What are you doing right now, buddy?
Just to let you guys know, I'm taking you through a way station with me right now.
Oh, we're going through a way station. Are you carrying a big load?
I'm a tow truck driver, so right now I'm empty, but still by DOT, we have to go through a way station.
You got to go and get weighed.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to report your weight. I never do that, actually.
I try not to report my weight.
Yes. Don't ask. I won't tell.
Have you ever been overweight after going through a buffet through the truck weighing thing?
I just feel bad for him. He's carrying three extra people right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I started truck driving in 2007. I weighed 168 pounds when I started. And by the time I was said and done hanging up everything, I weighed 257 pounds.
Ooh. Wow.
They say it's one of the most unhealthiest jobs to have is being a over-the-road truck driver.
Well, yeah, you're just sitting around all day.
Sort of like radio.
It's true.
I was going to say, we kind of drive our chairs.
Yeah. Hey, can you grab me a Coke from the ice box?
Yeah.
It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I heard that the other day.
Oh, really?
From my in-laws. It's not a refrigerator. It's an ice box.
That's what my grandma says. Yep.
Oh, wow.
I haven't used that term. I don't even know if I've ever used that term. I know that's kind of what it was once upon a time.
Yeah.
Are there terminology that's aging out? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Think about the term, we still use it, hang up the phone, but we don't really do that anymore.
That's a good
point. Now it's more of a disconnect the call. You're not like physically hanging up a receiver.
Unless you're on an old landline, that would be it.
Do those still exist?
I haven't seen one in forever. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe in some very rural areas.
Maybe.
Yeah. So how about you? You got one for us? And a term that's outdated, 888-888-9976. So somebody sent this to us. Accidentally called it a book on tape instead of an audiobook. Uh-huh. And an ARP card would appear out of nowhere and just hit me in the face.
Sounds about right. I love this. Sanders sent us a picture of him on a plane with his new friend, Jarvis. And he showed this guy like looking out the window and filming. And he said, my new friend Jarvis, 38 years old, had never been on an airplane before. So I gave him my window seat and he was shaking with excitement the entire flight. One random act of kindness can make someone's day.
I love that.
That would be worth taking the middle seat for.
No kidding.
So true. Yes.
So have you witnessed random acts of kindness where you are? Maybe you are part of one. Tell us. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Is that line four? Okay. We've got one. Tammy is with us. Tell us what happened.
I happen to be a teacher. I see it a lot. When I taught little ones, they were always nice to each other. But what's been most shocking to me is seeing it in high school. When you see a high school kid, not so cool maybe to help somebody, and they help them anyway. They don't care what anybody else says.
Mm. So it's not cool to help anybody anymore.
That's sad.
That's what some kids put out there. Of course,
yeah.
When you see someone says, well, forget about that. I don't care what y'all think. I've helped somebody anyway. Helping somebody learn something new or help somebody finish something, a project that didn't have to help them finish. That's what I'm like, oh, I did reach you. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's neat.
That would be rewarding.
Yeah.
So I can bring that little spark. And that's one thing that my coworkers and I do is bring that little spark of Christ into the building.
Uh-huh.
And if I can just do that and I can reach one kid, it's just makes my day.
It's time for that joy report on Family Life Radio.
I got joy, joy, joy.
Kankel Fritz and Friends. Tell us what's bringing you joy at 888-888-9976.
I'm Rebecca calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, Rebecca, and are you turning left?
I'm turning right. You can hear my blinker.
That's adorable.
Yes, we're dancing to it, actually.
It's very rhythmic. That's the thing about when your turn signal's long, you find your body starting to move to the beat.
Go,
So, yeah, tell us what's going on.
My son, he's super, super smart. He's 7 years old, and he's in the third grade. And he was struggling academically and behaviorally in school for the past few weeks. He's really just testing the teacher and just trying to cause a scene in class, be like the little class clown, you know.
Wait a second. So what you're describing is me in school.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Like Kinkle Fritz.
Yeah, exactly.
His grades were failing, and because he didn't want to do his work, he wanted to play and mess around.
Yeah.
So I told him, I'm like, honey, if you don't pass your Spanish test, we're going to have to start taking away some of your toys. We need some consequences here. He's like, oh, no. Like, it clicked with him after I said that, and he was into his books. He was getting right back into the grind, and he got 100% on his Spanish test. Yay!
Gold star.
He's back on the straight and narrow. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Right? Congratulations to him. His name is Ian.
Good job, Ian.
Yay!
Well, thanks for sharing your joy with us.
Yep.
Of course. Thank you for doing this. It's always encouraging to hear, like, all these good stories. God is so good.
Amen.
He is so good to us.
I agree.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.